God, your Redeemer, lives, say amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, choir. That blessed my soul so much. Hallelujah. Amen. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for this morning. Thank you because your word says the entrance of the word gives light. And it brings your word simply to every heart that is open. Thank you because we are open to receive from you this morning as we eat from your word. Cause that our lives become transformed according to your words from the scriptures in the name of Jesus. Thank you because no one hearing your word today remains the same in the name of Jesus. And whatever it is that is a challenge around us, thank you because we become victors and conquerors and we win in every way in the name of Jesus. Take these lips of clay and speak to us, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Brother Uche, congratulations once more. That's the latest father in the house. Hallelujah. Amen. How does it feel to be a father? Amen. A week ago, hallelujah. Thank God for God's word. You see, this is the thing why, this is the reason why one of the things I will always cherish in my life is knowing God. Hallelujah. And being in a place like this, I stand bold to say it every time. So almost 15 years ago, right? Yes. I was going through the same process. And almost like every time, I didn't even remember that my pastor was working. So almost like every time I would call Pastor Muiwa, I would say, see how he deal. Now I know what this was like when Uche was calling me last Sunday. And he first sent a message, we will not be in church because we are, you know, another. And it got to a point at night, Sunday night, I had to reach. That was when I reached out to Pastor and said, see, another. But at that time, it has reached the nick of time. That time, I said, my confidence doesn't rise more. Because I think then I had made a call and I've spoken with Mommy. Amen. Mommy, thank you for being around. It's good to have a mother. Come on, I appreciate all the mothers in the house. Hallelujah. Amen. So I heard, I've not deviated from my message. I'm just saying this one first because it has something to do with what I'm going to talk about. Hallelujah. So at a point at midnight when I called again and Uche and I were talking, I had a sound. I had a noise like, you know, a wailing sound. And I said, how far? And he said, we are in it. At that time, I can sense my guy was, I said, you have to keep praying. Just keep praying. Just be pacing. That's what I did from experience. So experience passed down to me. I had to pass it down to him. I said, as a man, what you do this time is just brace yourself up and just be praying. That's the only thing you can do. You can't go and be crying. In my time, when I was in the hospital, one man was there whose wife was also in the labor room with my wife. And guess what the man was doing? He sat on the floor and he practically was crying. And I said, did your wife die? He said, no. Is the baby dead? He said, no. Why are you crying? He said, I didn't hear her voice. So the wife was actually crying during childbirth. And the man is crying also. I said, man, get up. This is not the time to cry. You get up and you just pray. Hallelujah. Amen. So at a point, which I say, Papa, I've been praying. I said, yes. I said, so switch jar. At the time, I told him, I said, don't pray in words. Don't pray in understanding again. Pray in the spirit, right? I said, let's switch. So we went into tongues and we started praying. I said, take charge over the territory. That's it. Hallelujah. Happiness on even good. Happiness on, I shout. Mrs. Ajiro, it tear no clot. Amen. Hallelujah. That time, I said, man, you are tempted to want to go there. Don't go there. I told you, don't go there. You'll get crash and everything. Hallelujah. Amen. But hours later, I remember when I called Pastor Moon, I told Pastor Moon, I said, we are in it. Pastor Moon, his response was like, somebody went on born like 100 children. So when person don't get the experience, the difference. He said, yeah, don't worry. He go back, go sleep. That's experience talking. But my confidence grew more. Why? Because I had the backing of, I've shared it here before. I said, anytime I want to travel, initially now I will say, is that all? I'll call pastor. He said, okay, go come. I'll call Setman. Setman will say, see you when you come back. I say, where I'm coming from? Hey, you never finished like two tankers of the blood on the road. You have not prayed. No, but it's not in that. The word is, go come. It's a command. So I have the order. I have the word of my father in the Lord saying, yes, I'll see you on the other side. He didn't say go and die there. No. So that means it's a short deal. Hallelujah. Amen. Hours later, when I called Happiness, I said, how are you doing? He said, my joy knows no bounds. That's what the Bible said. And I was telling you, I said, that's the scripture. The Bible said, when you're going through that phase, there are some of you going through some phase right now. It doesn't matter what it is. It could be that things are tough. What you are expecting is not coming. That money needs to drop. And you're like, oh, God, what are you waiting for? I had a case that was almost leading to shame. But I remember the word of God in Isaiah chapter 54. He said, you will not be disgraced. You will not be disappointed. He said, because I will show up. Hallelujah. Amen. So this morning, we're looking at God's word. Amen. I'll be speaking on God's established landmarks. God's established landmarks. There are landmarks God has put around us. Amen. These landmarks, they serve various purposes. They are for different reasons. Have you seen a football pitch before? Even if you've not, just imagine it in your head. How many of us have seen football pitch? Football pitch. Football pitch. Field, where they play football. Okay. There's mark around the field, right? And because of that mark around the field, that's the reason why every rules of the game is within the confines of the field. Abi? Even if you don't understand, after now, pastor will teach you because he's a coach. Coach of coaches. Amen. So, now where you have, when the ball goes off the field, the whistle comes up. Right? So it's either a throw in or over or what do you call it? A corner kick or something. Right? Because the ball has gone off the line. Okay. So I'm using that as an example to help us get what I'm trying to explain. So landmarks, that's what landmarks are. Like those marks. So God has placed around us as his children landmarks. You see this edge? Landmarks. What it means, therefore, is that you have territories that have been given to you that you are in charge of. You can't come into my father's house, come beat me. When I was in second school, I was very, very rascally. You can't come into my house. You don't get as you day powerful rich. Say you won't come beat me. But I was not lazy like those. You know, there are people that when they don't find trouble for school, they'll say, touch me now. You slap them. They'll say, did they dress near house? Say, touch me again. Did they dress near house? When you don't near in compound, you want to say, cross here. You can cross. Cross here. If they find his senior brother, when he won't fight for him. He won't enter in territory. But what I'm saying this morning is, you have territories that God has given you that even the enemies cannot encroach. Why? Because they know that your father is in charge. He has covered you. God said in his word, he said, I've built an edge around you that even the enemies cannot touch you. Hallelujah. Having known and understood what landmarks are, I want us to see the book of Proverbs 22 because I want to talk about landmarks in another light right now. Landmarks are meant to protect us. Landmarks are also meant to secure us from going into harm's way. So if there is a, if you go to the zoo, they will tell you, where you see a lion, they tell you that there are barriers that you dare not cross. You can look from where you are. But when you go there, you can't go the that wire. When they put your hand, they follow lion, they play. Anything when you see, or your is your case. So, Proverbs chapter 22. Yes, don't cheat your neighbor by moving the ancient boundary markers set up by previous generations. 29. Do you see any truly competent workers? They will serve kings rather than working for ordinary people. Give me 23, Proverbs 23, 9 from verse 9. Proverbs 23, verse 9. The part of landmarks I'm talking about now is protective measures, protective steps, not to fall, not to allow yourself go into what will make you welcome things capable of cutting you short of God's grace, God's glory, God's covering. So don't waste your breath on fools, for they will despise the wisest advice. Go to next verse. Don't cheat your neighbor by moving the ancient boundary markers. Don't take the land of defenseless orphans. Go next. For their redeemer is strong, for he himself will bring their charges against you. Next. Commit yourself to instruction. Listen carefully to words of knowledge. Next verse. Don't fail to discipline your children. They won't die if you spank them. Hallelujah. How many of you ever enjoyed being spanked? Okay. I have a younger brother who enjoyed being spanked. It got to a point, my mom was no longer using cane. She switched from cane to belt. From belt to, you never see the teeth, they beat person. My mom, they used both head, leg, teeth, everything. She was a real Niger Delta woman. She will beat you with everything available. Hallelujah. So they will not die. Spank them. So many people you can actually pamper a child until you get the child spoiled. Discipline is not the key person. I'll be blessing. I trust you. Blessing, just say, Muna, from a distance. The boy go adjust. Even from his dream, he will adjust. Hallelujah. So discipline is good. Hallelujah. And that's what God's word does for us. It disciplines us, prunes us, and brings the best out of us. Next verse. Physical discipline may well save them from death. Yes. So, because if you allow a child, most times, if you allow children, they want to go on and on and on and on. What do you want to have? Ice cream. What do you want? Chocolate. What do you want? It's all the sweet things of life. They want it and they want it. And then at night they come crying, cramps. My belly. It's out of. So discipline will not kill them. Meaning that it's good sometimes to tell them, no, you can't have that. You can't have this. This is good for you. That is good for you. Amen. All right, next verse. I think we'll take this till 26. My child, if your heart is wise, my own heart will rejoice. This is God speaking. My child, if your heart is wise, if you do wise things, if you do the right things, if you behave well, if you do just the right things, my heart will be glad. My heart will rejoice. Meaning that God is happy. God rejoices when we live right. He comes and he sees us doing the right things, He's happy. His heart is rejoicing. And when his heart is rejoicing, what happens? He blesses us. Amen. Next verse. Everything in me will celebrate. This is God speaking. Everything in me will celebrate when you speak what is right. I was somewhere one day and one young child, the mother was correcting the boy. And the boy said, shut up. Eh? You die where? Not my mama. He said his mother should shut up. Hi. I was in a car. It's like I should just come down and just come and carry the boy with his mouth. Short guinea. Ha. Hey. Next verse. Don't envy sinners, but always continue to fear the Lord. Next. You will be rewarded for this. Your hope will not be disappointed. My child, listen and be wise. Keep your heart on the right course. You see, emphasis on the right course, saying the right things, doing the right things, being in the right places, always doing the right things. Amen. He said, do not carouse with drunkards or feast with gluttons. You don't see, is it glutton or gluten? Or have you seen somebody who eats? My younger brother, when he comes home with his friends when we were in secondary school, they will make a big bowl of eba. And they will put soup and this and that. Very hot eba, the one they just made. You know, smoky hot. You see the guy will cut the thing. I have to wait for that thing for like 45 minutes to be at least a bit cold. This guy will hold this thing, throw him. Sometimes the thing will hang for ceiling. And then he will cut another one. As that one they drop, I don't know how he does this calculation. As that one they drop, they cash it, don't throw another one. They are just eating and eating, sweating. And who they pursue now? Who punish you now? That's how they say that now. That one, the nine be food. That's what they enjoy. And then they eat. They will finish. In fact, I can't even eat without drinking water. But they will eat after they finish eating, eat meat and everything. They now download water. If you see this bowl, you know that bowl that they use in washing babies, this thing? That bowl of eba, these three guys will. Mm-hmm. 1 hour later, they see granite, indomie or anything, they will still eat. They are not satisfied. Then they will carry Pepsi and drink. Not this Pepsi you have now. That old Pepsi bottle that you can use it to do hammer in the house and break things. A strong bottle, a big Pepsi. They will drink it. Like people when they feed, go fight. They do not feast with gluttons. Why? Because people who are like that, when they are finished, then you not see them. They will all fan. They will all sleep like dead logs. They've lost focus. Drunkards. Why? Because as children of light, Pastor was explaining the other time, people will not take your words seriously if all you do, you engage in being drunk. And that's why the Bible admonished us that we should not be drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled, be drunk with the Spirit of God, be filled with the Spirit of God. Because what's meant to come out of you ought to be something edifying. What can bless people? What can encourage people? What can change people's paradigm? Hallelujah. Amen. Let's see the next verse. It says, so people who hang out with drunkards and gluttons, they say, go to the next. They say, for they are on their way to poverty. There are lifestyles that we must try to do away with. I encountered someone one day, and every time it's always broke. No people like that. There are the people like one in my school those days. They carve a parable or proverb and then they use it all the time. That guy, if he meets you anytime, any day, you say, a friend in need is a friend indeed. He wants help. He's always in need. Until one of my uncle told him one day that, no, a friend always in need is a bloody nuisance because you're not doing anything to change this. Now, only you the day in need. And he's so, that slogan is his name. As soon as he meets you, no good money, no good afternoon. A friend indeed is a friend in need. Guy, I need 500K. I need a 500 naira. He wants to go. So he's always, check him 2 hours later. Where will you find him? Baba Ijebu. There's somebody that's always in need. Who won't lose the money when you won't win? As it is, Baba Ijebu not get sense. Say, for they are on their way to poverty, and too much sleep clothes them in rags. Too much sleep clothes them in rags. Reminds me of the scripture that says, a little sleep, a little slumber. He said, our poverty we, like an armed man. Hallelujah. I'm not saying sleep is not good. Sleep when you need to. But when you need to be awake and focus on your goal, your life's goal, do it. Next, I think 26 is the last verse. Yes, 22. He said, listen to your father who gave you life and don't despise your mother when she is old. That's the reason why our people, our elders say, what an elder sees sitting down, even if a child climbs a tree, will not sit. And your papa, they talk, or mother, they talk. You say, I beg, that's old school. That was not obtainable in this time again. You will soon find out. You will soon find out. My mom has one that she always says. She say, when she tells my brother something, that my brother is so stubborn. When she tells my brother something and the boy not here, when Wahala don't come. So the boy went to play one day with his mates and this kind of, I don't know, they were playing. So one was on this side of the road. The other one was on the other side of the road. So they were stoning each other. This one was stoned. He touched me, he not touched me. So it was his turn. He threw the stone at his friend. His friend dodged it and the thing hit somebody's windscreen. Basically. So it led to, they brought police, it got to police case and all that. So my mom asked him, where did I send you? To buy? And they sent him, they sent a message. He carried a friend, followed body. They were not stoning each other and broke somebody's windscreen. Where did I send you? He said, send me a message. What did I send you to go and buy? Things that my mom sell in stores. Say, is that what you have brought? Say, no. What did you bring? Say, windscreens. Okay. Sell it. So my mom will always say this word. Say, night, that's evening. Now, night, they wait picking when you go carry firewood. Say, the thing when I tell you for morning, if you don't apple for morning, not apple for afternoon, it will happen in the evening. I tell you, when they come up for this, as I draw here for you, say, go straight to where I send you. I'll not tell you. Say, oh, you're here very well. I'll be answering me. Did I tell you, say, hi? And me, we, those of us that are not involved, will be laughing at the corner. God save you if you are not close. If you are close to my mom, God save you. Because that laugh at that moment is uncalled for, so it irritates her. She could just turn, like, she don't need to turn back. As she turned, you have taken one. You don't collect. Amen. And it's very, very serious. Say, listen to your father. Do not despise the words of your mother. Because the things I've heard fathers say are things that have saved a lot of young people from trouble. But when you despise them, the tendency to fall into a snare or a trap is there. Is there. You can't dodge it. Amen. Next verse, please. Get the truth and never sell it. I think it was King James that said, buy the truth and sell it not. It's the same thing. Get the truth and never sell it. Say, also get wisdom, discipline, and good judgment. Hallelujah. So one day, not too long ago, our grandma called me and was talking with me, pastor's mom. And then I seized the opportunity and I was just stylishly telling her, I said, Mommy, I'll come to Ibadan, come and learn dance steps. She said, she started gisting me how she was dancing when she was young. People will even bring money, they want to see her dance. I said, no wonder pastor wanted dance kill us or Lagos. Hallelujah. Amen. There are things that pass from stage to stage, from generation to generation. Imagine when you get good counsel from parents, talk about wisdom, talk about discipline, talk about sound judgment. The capacity to pass it to lives, even beyond your own offspring, is there. And so you are able to mentor, touch a lot of lives, and you're raising a new generation beyond the ones that came from your loins. Not because pastor said it. When mommy was talking to me, mommy said, as she was telling me, Bill, I say, my mom said to me, if you don't even do well, I say, you go collect. Because she was telling me, say, I was very disciplined, and this and that. She was mentioning some things, not even some things that pastor has said. She was mentioning, say, that this and that, mommy, you know, grandmas, they like gist. We gisted for almost 45 minutes. Amen. Sound judgment. These things will inform your capacity to build sound judgment. So that when you're even dealing with people, there are things I do now. Like I was talking with a couple which they're in Canada. And then it's the same thing. So it's beyond your keeping. It's just not, it's not for you alone. You'll be able to, even when I've shared it before, I sat with my brothers and then all of a sudden they were talking to my father's first son. I told you my father has about 27 children. So the first one, he said, he called all his younger ones and said, I thought it was for some very important family meeting. And he said, the reason why he called us, we say, his wife, they stubborn, this, da, 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 na, 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 and I want to take another wife, this, da, da, da. I've not said anything, I was just shaking my leg, I was just laughing. And so people were, others were talking, some people were angry. So they were asking me, say, you don't get what you want to talk. I said, I get. I said, well, for me, if you, no problem, if you want to take another wife, I will not stop you. She'll be not your choice. I said, but Gladys, come, I called his wife. Did they feed you well? He said, no. Did they take care of the children well? He said, no. I said, until you can put certain amounts in Gladys's account to take care of her children and herself, you can take 10 wives if you want to. Because you never feed yourself. You never even feed bath. You won't take another responsibility. Join. I'm sure nobody has talked about that aspect. So everybody just they argue out of anger. Say, no, how can you say one? If one of your sisters, because he get many sisters, if one of your sisters call you that her husband wants to take another, how would you feel? No. Sometimes not give sense to who not ready to take sense. Talk this side when we say good. I know say not get money. I know I'm sometimes it costs me. Say, okay. If you can do this, Gladys, like how much should be okay to take care of you and your children? She mentions, okay. If you can give Gladys like 2-3 times this amount for her and the children's upkeep, you can take 10 wives if you want to. Say, no, I never reach like that. I say, do you know how to get that kind of money? I say, hey, oh, you're not thinking. Which money you want to do the marriage of the new one when you want to collect? Okay, let's forget about this matter. Oh, no, we'll not forget. You go find the money. Oh, is it because younger ones have not called you? Your father even get last born when he's there for school. Because they never they call you for responsibility. From today, everybody call bros. See number, everybody call him for responsibility. Amen. Sometimes it's like we need to wake some people and flock sense into them. Remove not the ancient landmarks. Fathers. Okay, let's round up with this. Oh yeah, 24. The father of godly children has cause for joy. Did you hear that? The father of godly children has cause for what? Joy. So there's joy in the heart of any father who has godly children, good children, well raised. What a pleasure to have children who are wise. Have you seen when some father go to school? My son be that. Just watch this. You see what he will do. And my son be that. We know you talk of fathers, let me say, you know, they do anything. And when he reach to, you know, some fathers can brag. But when he come to, when the child don't want to say, you tell him, see your son. Now you're picking me that. See your picking. One was telling him, he would say, but it's your son. He said, no, now me raise this girl. He said, but now you raise this boy. So it's the joy of the father to see that his children are doing well. Amen. If our earthly father can feel like that, just imagine how God, our heavenly father, feels. Even in the midst of whatever is happening, you are able to pull through and prove yourself as God's child, whether somebody is sick or there's chaos, and you are able to... God's heart is glad in that, I have a good son. I have a good daughter. I have a good representative of my kingdom in that place. Hallelujah. I was talking to a lady some days ago. She was newly posted somewhere very close to me, and something happened. And as soon as she came in there, she's a slim, young, fine girl. But if you see her, you will know that she's a mother of two. And I told her, I said, I hope you're prepared for this job. I said, because you see all these lions, they will come for you. He said, bros, I have heard and I'm prepared. I said, good. 10 minutes later, I started seeing movements and everything. The next day, she started sharing testimony. In fact, one of the guys said, this one tough. This one is Margaret Thatcher. First, I know that she was going to succeed because she's very bold and daring. She know the fear. So if he comes, say, no, I don't get benefit. Oh. Let me tell you first, I'm married with 2 kids. And then I will say, okay, let's just be friends, at least just friends. Just friends. So, okay. About 2 hours later, that person was just saying, my wife and children. Oh, so you get wife and children before. And you define another my wife when you want to date. And that's what the scripture is talking about. If you do not stand your ground, you will see all manner of distractions, ghost bars, they will come. They will come. And that's why it's talking about landmarks. Because you step out of it, the serpent will bite. The devil cannot touch you, cannot do certain things to you until he gets you off the mark. Your opponent cannot beat you easily if you don't have a penalty against you. So there are things you don't do in your box 18. I hope you know, for those of you who understand football. There are things, yes, you want to save your net, your goalkeeper, your team from being scored. So, but in getting that ball off that opponent's hand, if you are not smart about it, if you are not tactical about it, it will score you a penalty. And you know what that means? It's an easy win against you. Are we done? Let's just take the last 2 verses, then we'll go to other scriptures. So give your father and mother joy. May she who gave you birth be happy. Last verse. Oh, my son, give me your heart. Your heart. May your eyes take delight in following my ways. Hallelujah. It was Ephesians, 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 12 that says, let no man despise thy youth. So let no man despise thy youth. Do not go out of the boundaries set by your father. Proverbs 1:10 also says, my son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. Because you see all manner of things. You see, the young boys and girls you see at pubs, lounges, clubs, romancing and frolicking with shisha. Someone lured them. I remember the guy that said, he's always at Baba Ijabu joint, but he's always having luck and begging for money. He said it was a friend that lured him into that. And once he started, he couldn't stop. So it's influence. It's influence. A little sip. A little draw. And once you drag that in, even the person teaching you, you will hear it here, you will hear it. You will really hear it there. But as they land there, the head not the correct again, they scatter the sense. And then, if you are not disciplined, you don't correct yourself, you want to have a drag again. You want to have a drag again. I know a rich man, very rich man, stinkingly rich. His first son would have been at least 4 times what the father had, what the father was, how wealthy the father was. The son would have been better, far better than that. But this thing that he couldn't let go, he couldn't keep away from sniffing and drinking, and that finished everything the father labored for and left for him as an inheritance. May God help us in Jesus' name. So my son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. Do not agree. Save your life. Flee from every appearance of evil. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 22. Flee from every appearance of evil. It didn't say flee from evil. It said anything that looks like it. Now, it's not even saying it's even the evil itself. Setman taught us something some time ago, long ago, and I held that I held that so strongly. You see, even when we talk about somebody say, now devil push me. I found out that sins, especially the one of having to do with sex, it's not something you just stumble on. It'll not be plate of soup where you're four put. You planned it. Hello? I'll tell you how I know. It's easy to say it's the devil. It's the devil's work. It's the devil's work. So let me tell you. Between when you conceptualize this thing that you want to do with this lady or guy, and when you finally get to do it, there's a long time. You prepared in your mind where you were going to have it, right? Not on the road like a dog. You made up your mind what you were going to take while waiting to get to the room. Probably a drink. You asked the lady, in fact, what's your favorite drink? What would you have? Is it stout or smell of ice? You asked her. So it's not something you just fell, just stumbled. It just happened. No, not be pinned when it just shook you. You thought about it. You conceived it, conceptualized it, and planned, programmed it. Probably you even took Uber to go carry out that foolishness and paid. One guy was smoking one day. I said, Basi, what are you doing? He said, na bars, na cigar. I said, it is sweet. He said, no, it's not the sweet. I said, so why are you taking it? He said, you know now. I said, no waiting. He said, the thing for the wasting money. I said, then you are foolish. It's not sweet. It's not give you any gain. You just they take them. And you pay money put. You don't light matches. And you they burn them. And you they see your money, they burn. So I told him, I said, bring money from your pocket. He brought out money. Brought out money. I said, okay. I took his lighter and I lit this thing. He said, you won't burn my money. I said, and that's what you're doing now. When you carry that pack of cigar, you in one day, this guy will finish like two packs. I said, it's the same thing. It's your money. You bought this cigar. He said, yes. Hey, bring out that cash. Then I bring him 1,000 note. Wrap it over. In fact, put speed so that it can stick. Yes. Oh, yeah, make a light matches put. He said, no, I go open my eye, you the bomb. I said, hey, but this one, what you the smoke? What you the do? He said, he can't scratch his head. He never took, because that's the thing. The devil will block the side that you used to reason where. He go open the side where he say you take the act foolishly. So you plan, baby, Alpha, let's meet now, next tomorrow, 4 p.m. at so-so place. You planned it. You won't sleep this night. Your conscience not will judge you. The next day you sleep for the Friday when it won't come. And then you book for car. Say, meet me for so. Wait, so that quick come out to rain 1-4. These are, you plan all these plans. Then tomorrow you say, it's the devil. Devil not there. Devil, even though, if the devil go the first corner, say, God, my hand not there inside. May God help us in Jesus' name. So, and that's the reason why in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20 to 25, if you read it, you will see where, for time, we won't open it, but you can read it when you get home. God was giving advice to us as sons. Of course, you know, when the Bible is referring to sons, it's talking to both male and female, or children of God. He said, my son, abstain from every form of evil. He said, bind my word. There's this part I love so much. He said, bind my word on your neck like a chain. Bind my word on your neck. Let it guard you. Let it protect you. Let it keep you. Amen. He said, pay attention to my word. Bind them on your neck. If you read from verse 20 to 27, you'll see here. The same thing he said to Joshua chapter 1. If you read Joshua chapter 1 from verse 7 to 9, he said, verse 8 specifically said, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth. He said, meditate on it. Day and night. If you meditate on God's word day and night, you won't have time to tell it, baby, let's chill. What's the new one that's raining now? Let's Netflix and chill, right? Baby, oh yeah now. The man never take care of your wife or us. He spend money for one babe. He said, this book of the law shall not depart out of his mouth.
out. Why? He said, because, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. It's not enough to come to church and listen to pastor. Pastor say, God, we bless you. You say, amen. God, we open doors for you. You say, amen. The amen is agreement to God's word through his servant that when you observe, look at it, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in the word, he said, then you will make your way prosperous and have good success. Good success comes even if pastor does not pronounce God bless you. It will come when we observe to do God's word. Hallelujah. Amen. Someone will be saying, but you know it's not easy. I know. But that's the reason why in Hebrews chapter 12 verse 2, it says, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher, the starter, and the one who will help you end well. Who says pastor does not have vulnerable moments? They do. Ah, you do not know. They do. They have tough times too. But looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith. Hallelujah. You know, people are very, very obedient when it comes to, it's when you watch, when a native doctor is telling you, do this, do this, do this, use the left hand, though. You see that they obey to the latter. Why? Expectation. But God tell you for a word. Now God, you just, now God, you understand. Amen. Remember back in the days growing up, when you are traveling or you are visiting, in church they give you traveling later. Why? Because they want to see that you are in good standing. That we are not following those laws is because we trust that everything that is taught, you are following and carrying out. You're not carrying travel later. I'll be blessing. You're not carrying travel later. No, they accept you. They won't even announce you're coming. Say, where this one lost from? So you carry traveling later from where you're coming from and bring. Don't say, our brother. That's what they used to do. Why? I know that's just a denominational routine and all that. But it's because of the same thing. They are helping you. We dey vex that time. Say, what kind of thing is that? I travel. When I went to school, I didn't carry traveling letter. Carry signboard, follow body. Say what they don't want to come. But growing up, I saw that those things were for our good. Then we used to have what they call it, full membership. What you call? They have Abby. If you are baptized, they know. If you are not, so they have classes for people and different. May God help us in Jesus' name. Amen. But all of this, most importantly, is when we keep to that, then you begin to understand what the Bible says when it says, prove me now. This cannot just happen to you anyhow. When I've checked and I've seen that, Lord, no, this should not be happening. This should not be happening. It's because I have checked. That's why there are boundaries, landmarks. Don't break it. So that you can fully, confidently say, come with your case. Come with your case file. Let's reason together. Amen. Then you see God open his bands and bless you. He said you will be so blessed that there will be no room enough to receive it. Why? Because you are within the tenets of the landmarks of the borders of the territories of what God has asked you to do. They're not born the devil where to step into that territory. He died where? Because you yourself, you have not broken the edge. Remember what happened to Job? Despite the temptation and everything, the Bible says that Job's later end was even far greater than what he had before. Why? Job was born nice. He kept to the rules of the game. He didn't break it. If the devil cannot get you to offend God, to step on God's toes, and to make him angry, he will never succeed, no matter what he plots against you. You will always be victorious. Hallelujah. Let's rise up on our feet. as we begin to pray, because we're going to pray this morning. Amen. Amen. What's the important, one of the most important reasons why we are looking at this morning is because we want to really stand firm. Bible says, stand firm in the liberty wherein God has made you free. Do not be entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Do not allow the devil to entrap you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. I want us to pray this morning. And what we want to simply pray about is, Lord, give me strength. Lord, I receive strength to live above, far above all these temptations and all these concerns, all these things that you know to your, by yourself, you know what is that thing, according to what Paul said, that which easily besets me. You know that thing that is, if it pass you like this, now wahala. You know that thing. Talk to God about it. He can give you strength. He's the one who gives strength. We live by His grace, not by our power. He can give you strength to overcome that temptation, to overcome that habit, to break off that habit. He can give you strength to overcome that which easily makes you fall. Oh, thank you, Father. Pray this morning. Pray. Talk to Him. Father, thank you for strength. Thank you for strength. Thank you for strength to overcome. Strength to overcome. Strength to overcome. To build ourselves up in our most holy faith. Holy Payana Mandi. Hinevreno Koda Bandi Libo Shadada. Oh, not entangling ourselves with the things, concerns of the world. But living our lives fully, pleasing you, doing your will, your details. Le palamandi vrekedosh. Elamandi vrena no som dabad abadi kedish aradosa. Elamandi vrekados. Radamande vena no kabanda bamasharadados. Paul said, the things I do not want to do is what I find myself doing. Meaning that the flesh is pulling me. The flesh is pulling me. But God's grace is sufficient for me. God's grace is sufficient for me. And that's why I would say in Philippians 2:13, for that is God that is working in us both to will and do of His good pleasure. I would rather stick to the Spirit of God pulling me to do things than allow the devil pull me through my flesh. Lord, thank you for strength. Thank you for grace. For your word said that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the words of our testimonies. Thank you for strength supplied. Thank you for strength supplied. Thank you, Father. If there's anyone sick this morning, you can lay your hand on that place. You can lay your hand on that place. The same power that gives us strength to overcome, the same power can heal whatever sickness there is in our body. The same power has capacity to wash us clean from sin. The same power has the potential, the ability to do anything that we do not doubt that we can get from Him. Come on, lay your hands on that place as we trust God for healing over your life. Oh, la man de vrekodos kapala badadesh. Ele man de vreneno sotali pala badadesh karados. Oh Lord, thank you for healing even this morning. Anyone with pain, with ache, with worries, with concerns, whatever it is, we don't care to know. Your word says in Mark chapter 11, verse 23 and verse 24, that if we say to this mountain, be thou removed and be cast into the sea, and do not doubt in our heart, well, we have what we say. And so we say, sickness be gone in the name of Jesus. Every pain, every sickness, every disease, it doesn't matter what it is, be gone right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Glory be to you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah.